The Chaye Adam lived approximately 300 years ago, and he was a disciple of the Beis Medrash of the Gra. He was in Vilna, and What? I don't know if he directly learned from the Gra. I think he learned from the Gra's disciple. I don't remember. He was a rabbi in Vilna, but I don't remember if he himself learned from the Gra. But it's 200 years ago, not 300 years ago. Okay. Let's continue. We're holding Halacha Yud in Hilchos Chanukah. Yeah. We're holding Halacha Yud. If a person took a bowl and filled it with oil, and then instead of lighting his Chanukah menorah, what he did was he put wicks afloat in that bowl, and he wants to light those wicks, and then they'll be his candles in honor of Chanukah. So we say that can only work if he places some kind of vessel, some kind of instrument, on each wick to ensure that they don't all get together and make a fire, a big flame. Because otherwise we say that the wicks all around are going to look like a flame, and then it is not considered a Chanukah menorah and he hasn't been yotze. Now, a person can take a candelabra and light, even though now again they're not in one straight line, it's a candelabra. But we say, being that each one has its own branch, so that's okay. Now, the Chaye Adam says, I think it's enough if there's something dividing the different flames. Provided that the width between them is at least the thumb's width, then I don't need a vessel separating them. And that's the minhag, that it's only in a bowl that there's nothing separating with them that it's a problem. And the truth is that I remember the day when not everyone had Chanukah menorahs. So what they used to do is they used to take Shabbos candles and attach them to a piece of silver foil, and you'd melt them onto a piece of silver foil, and then you'd light that. Nutshells. Once upon a time people didn't have money like today. Everything's cheap today. Yeah, there's no excuse today. Once upon a time was different. And I still grew up when they didn't use disposable diapers. And everyone sees that's how everyone lives. It's a new thing. I remember when they came out with disposable diapers. So our world is different. So he says that it's not ideal to light in a candelabra because your candles are in a circle. If you're going to light with wax candles, so then at least make them in a straight row and make them the same height. Now, you shouldn't use an Avdala candle for lighting your menorah, and you shouldn't use even a candle that's made of two candles braided together, even though it'll have a lot of light. We say that having them together is like having a bonfire, and it has to be a candle. It has to resemble the light of the menorah. And once you have a big flame, it doesn't resemble that anymore, so you're not yotze with that. By the same token, if you're going to put your candles close to one another and they'll melt together, so that's also not good. So you have to set it up. If you're going to do this trick of melting candles onto a piece of tin foil, you have to separate them enough that they won't melt one another and unite. Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's say you have a candle, you buy a candle, and the wick is extending on two ends. So you figure, okay, I'll light on its side, and I'll light both sides. That's no good. Let's say you have a lamp, and the lamp has two openings on two sides. So you say, okay, I'll put two wicks inside, I'll fill the lamp with oil, And the 2 weeks will count for two people. We'll each light a candle tonight, the first night. We'll both light on two sides. We'll each take a wick. So we say that's no good. What? I didn't hear. Huh? Oh, okay. So the Chai Adam here, what? Oh, very nice. So the Chai Adam here throws at us a chidush. He says, what's the reason it doesn't work? Because our custom is that on the second night you light two, you don't light one. And whoever sees the 2 wicks will think that they're two, that it's two for one person, and that tonight is night number two. Now, let's say you have 8 openings to the oil lamp. So then maybe, or you take our menorah, and two people want to light an our menorah. So on the first night, let's say one will light on one edge of the menorah and the other will light on the other edge. So then he says, maybe that's okay. Because there you see the big separation, you see the big gap. You have one lamp lighting here, one cup lit here, and the other cup at the other end. So he says, maybe that's okay. He's not certain, but no, he is certain. He says it is mutah. No, he says efshal. Maybe that's okay, right. So he's not certain. He says, maybe that's okay. Yeah. So where do you light? That we'll discuss when we get back together.